Here is a quick sidebar discussion on the inputs necessary for a traffic signal controller. Shown here is an input screen for a traffic signal controller's central management software. In this example, we'll discuss entering the biphase timing data. The biphase timing data in this example has a series of tabs that are available. We can set the biphase timing data in this particular controller type for phases 1 through 12. An example of one of the settings in the biphase timing would be the minimum green calculation. This is shown here for phases 1 through 12. Values not discussed in this e-learning course are the two values shown here, the bike minimum green and the conditional service minimum green. If you have those values available, refer to the vendor's user guide for information on how to set those. We also find on this screen the pedestrian times, the pedestrian walk time, and the pedestrian clearance times. The next tab would be the extension and max times. Here we can find the vehicle extension that was previously talked about. We can also find the maximum green times. Maximum 1, maximum 2, and maximum 3 in this case.